They were everywhere. There were dozens of them, hundreds even. Bodies littering the beach as far as Lackey could see. He worked methodically and efficiently, emotionless. He had a job to do, nothing more. Hands dipping in and out of pockets, tugging and turning bodies one after the other. He no longer bothered to look at their faces. What was the point? The body was face down in the sand, its pockets wedged under him. "Let's go," Marco said, turning to Clotho even before the last of the dirt was piled on the casket. "Please, let's go."
"I'll come see you tomorrow,"
Caterina hugged him tight. At first, his arms lay stiff at his sides. "I'll be there bright and early. You can't get rid of me, you know." With those words, he threw his arms around Caterina. She hugged him back with all her might. Stefano was the smart one, the obedient one, and Marco had always thought the favorite. Marco knew that his brother was all of those things. But perhaps even more importantly, Stefano was also his mother's hope for the future. He was not a fisherman, nor would he ever be. But for Marco, understanding the winds and sea was survival nonetheless. As tempting as the thought of sea urchin was, as their soft and salty flesh would surely keep the hunger pangs at bay, Marco thought better of it. He tucked his knife into the waistband of his pants and headed back toward shore. All around him, even before his feet reached the sand, the winds began to rattle and shake the cypress and olive trees that lined the cove, as the tide rushed more urgently toward the beach.
"And I have another dream sometimes, too. There's a lady in white who comes to me. She seems very nice, and she's always smiling. Clotho tells me she's watching over me, but I don't know who she is. That sounds like a nice dream."
"It is, but it makes me sad also."
"Why?"
"Because I can't remember the last time I saw Mama smile."